The chapter on food, on eating disorders, has a diagnosis if you eat too much and get rid of the food, but not a diagnosis if you simply eat too much.
Right. They've got
That seems illogical to me.
Right. The DSM-4 can, you know, if you want, you can send in some suggestions and maybe hope for some revisions or additions, but don't hold your breath. You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Our program is sponsored by Alternative Medicine Therapies. My main office is in the Tubala Plaza building, Suite 300 in Bala Cynwyd, Pennsylvania. Visit our website at www.amtherapies.com or call the office at 610-687-6184 for appointments or 610-660-7710 for general information. Stay tuned for our return with author Ann Catherine, How to Make Any Diet Work, Repair Your Disordered Appetite, and Finally Lose Weight.
Don't passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments. Listen to me, Parthenia Izzard, every Saturday morning at 8 for Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. I am a local natural healthcare practitioner and psychologist. I will show you alternative paths toward health with an holistic approach. Don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izzard, every Saturday morning at 8, only on AM 860 WWDB.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies at 610-660-7710 for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative medicine therapies like iridology, kinesiology, reflexology, energy medicine, which includes Qi Li therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when alternative medicine therapies with psychologist Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation at 610-660-7710 and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com. And don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izzard's radio program each Saturday morning at 8 on AM 860 WWDB.
You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Check the website to see who our guest will be December 2nd, 2006. December 9, 2006, we will have local psychologist and author Dr. Barbara Collins with her book, It's Your Turn. When we left for break, we were talking about the DSM-4 and how it has a classification for not eating enough, which is anorexia, trying to get rid of food after eating it, which is bulimia, and if you carry more weight than is healthy, obesity, but nothing for if you eat too much. Is there, and then to show her sense of humor, she has a statement in there, denial isn't just a river in Egypt. Would you like to clarify your denial statement?
yes. When I sent this book to my agent, he said, oh, Anne, you're trying to wake up a nation. And I would like to wake up the nation that... we have a massive denial in the United States around addictiveness, period. We have evolved a lifestyle that's very stressful, and so everybody tries to find some way to tone down the stress. And some turn to computer games, and some turn to cleaning excessively, although I wish I could have a little of that, but and some turn to food. And there's a chemical basis for all of these addictions in the way they stimulate the chemistry in the brain that brings about soothing through endorphins and the dopamine system.
Why don't you talk about that a little bit? I do have some listeners that love that kind of medical
analysis or, you know, that the medical component to all of this.
All right. So in one part of the brain, certain parts of the brain are responsible for arousal and being alert and being vigilant and watching out for potential danger. And that system is supposed to come online when there's an actual threat and then go offline when the threat disappears. We live in a lifestyle where threat, it's possible to perceive threat all day long. So it's possible to get that part of the brain stuck in the on position so that it's online much, much longer than it was intended to be. So cleverly, the creator made another part of the brain that would turn that off. And we all stumble upon what combination of activities or substances will bring the turn-off button into play so that super arousal gets toned down. And there are two different systems in the brain that bring about this calming influence. One of the systems is the serotonin system, and the other one is the system that brings about addiction. The parts of the brain, there are a chain of events or a chain of chemical events in the brain that end up in being addicted to an activity or a substance. And the section involves the nucleus accumbens, the dopamine system, and from there, there are connections to actually many other parts of the brain. But once that area becomes involved and is stimulated over and over again, then it starts to call the shots and starts cravings that stimulate people to repeat whatever it is they were doing that brought that kind of relief about. So every time they repeat it, that system becomes the default for relief. And when it doesn't get its relief, its chemical relief, then it causes cravings, and that's the basis for cravings. So cravings aren't something we make up. They're not just something we feel. They're actually something that's chemically stimulated to get us to repeat whatever it is we did before that brought about relief and soothing.
So I would imagine the degree to which one is imbalanced in this area has an impact on the severity of the disorder, or the fact that the presence of the disorder and then the severity of the disorder.
Correct. Yeah. You're right. And the longer, the more times that substance or activity is turned to, and the longer that is over time that it is turned to, then the more this becomes the default part of the brain for relief. Mm-hmm. And then new connections arise from that area, going into the prefrontal cortex, for example, where